everyone. Welcome to the Wyvern Rundown. Today, me, Sneha Ram, and Madeline Arcaro and Bowling are going to be hosting a quarantine edition of the podcast. So first, we're going to start off with some hot takes. Evan?
Okay, well, I have a few hot takes. So my first hot take, you might not agree with. Well, unpopular opinion, oatmeal raisin cookies are superior.
To what?
To all other cookies.
That's not right. I'm sorry.
No, like oatmeal raisin is so good. Like, have you ever had a good oatmeal raisin cookie? Like, quality?
No.
It's so good.
The only thing I can think of that's worse than oatmeal raisin is, like, macadamia nut cookies.
Who eats anything other than chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, no, like, don't get me wrong. Food. I love chocolate chip, and they, like, are my favorite, but I just feel like it has to be said that oatmeal raisin is so good.
Okay. Do you have other hot takes?
I do, but do you want to share one?
Sure. I only wrote one, but I feel pretty strongly about this. Because we're going through quarantine and all of us are like kind of focused on like, I hate it. I thought my hot take is that without quarantine, people wouldn't have been able to discover certain talents and activities that they love. I think that's a pretty cold take, actually, now that I think about it. But think about it, like a lot of people are trying new things, they're exercising, they're doing like artwork, they're investing in music, and I've seen like so many people try new things that I know for a fact they otherwise would not do, and I think that's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I'd agree.
My hot take is a very niche market, but I think that time traveling Animal Crossing is not wrong. Because here's the thing, this is only for people who play Animal Crossing, but here's the thing. It's not like a competitive game. Like, you're playing for yourself, and if you want to cheat and feel bad about it on your own, that's fine. Like, do whatever you want. I do it. I've time traveled like 3 weeks in advance, and now I'm back in my normal island, and it's totally fine. So that's what I stand by. Evan, do you time travel?
I don't time travel in Animal Crossing just because I kind of made a commitment to myself to like not do that. I don't know. I don't really see anything wrong with it because you're just playing it how you want to play it, though.
I feel guilty cheating in such a peaceful game, but at the same time, I want to fill my island with villagers, and I do not want to wait like 3 weeks for that.
Yeah, no, I see your point.
Probably have time traveled like 12 times, and I'm probably not going to stop.
I have one more. I feel like some people will agree with me on this. I think that like 90% of babies are not cute. I'm sorry. Like, get your baby away from me. It's not as cute as you think it is.
Totally agree. There are like 1 in 10 babies that are like actually cute when they're born. The rest of them are all so ugly.
You guys are so rude. Oh my god. That mother just like birthed a child, and you're like, your child's ugly.
I'm gonna go up to my mom and be like, yeah, this kid is ugly, but like they are, like.
Like, you have to be nice about it, and of course, like anyone's. Like, the child's parents are, of course, going to be like, oh my god, it's so cute, right? And you can't just say no, but, like, you're thinking it. Sneha, I know you're thinking it.
I guess I don't see enough babies, but all babies that I've seen are cute.
They're cute, like, after, like, 5 or 6 weeks. But, like, the first, like, 6 weeks of a kid's life, they're all so ugly.
I'm not going to sit here and agree with you if that's what you're trying to get at. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not.
I'm very interested to see if other people also agree with that. So if me and Evan are just like psychopaths.
I'm sure people agree. I've heard people say it before. You just will never get me to say a baby is ugly.
Well, not to anyone's face, but like you can see what they meant, like, yeah, that baby's ugly. Like, we all do it. We all think it.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess we can just talk about quarantine and what's been going on.
I have been playing a lot of Animal Crossing and with Madeline. A lot of binge watching Netflix. I basically don't have anything to watch anymore, and a lot of procrastinating because I've kind of lost some motivation for school with the new grading system. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives me some more time to do other things.
Have you guys watched Tiger King?
I was just about to ask that. I finished the last 2 episodes last night. And did you guys watch, like, the interview that happened at the end, like, the episode 8, like, the FaceTime interview?
I'm only, like, on episode, like, 6 or 7, but I've, like, kind of heard that the interview is, like, useless.
No, I thought it was, like, really important to see, because it has, like, a very important detail about what I think is like the most traumatic part of the documentary. The one person that was involved in it, I'm trying like not to spoil it, but it clarifies something that like I almost started crying like when I found it out. But let's talk about Tiger King for a second. What do you guys think?
Okay, I think Carol Baskin definitely killed her husband because she is way too specific. She's like, in order to like feed someone to the tigers, you'd have to cover it in sardine oil. I'm like, how do you know that?
Like, no, she definitely did.
Wouldn't know that.
You can just look at that woman. You can just look at her and be like, yeah, she killed her husband.
Oh yeah.
Also, her husband is terrifying. Like, her current husband is terrifying. Like, if that's your taste in men, I think that you're a killer. Sorry.
He's weird. Like, I don't like him, but he needs to be protected because I'm worried for him.
Yeah. I was like, he must be scared. Like, he must know, right? He knows the truth.
Oh, he totally knows. She definitely told him, and he's like,
yeah,
being paid to keep it quiet, and so he hasn't come out about it to announce it yet.
Oh my god.
What are your thoughts about Doc Antle?
Okay, I have like kind of like some type of beef with him because he renamed himself Bhagavan, which in Sanskrit means Lord. And I know this because this is part of my culture, right? And he makes all of his wives, rename themselves to like these Indian names. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, that's so weird. And then like, not only that, but like he puts his tigers in gas chambers and kills them. Like that, I don't know.
What?
Oh shoot,
yeah.
Not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
Like, not only do I think he's culturally appropriating Indian culture, but I also think everything he's doing is wrong and everyone acts like he's so ethically like amazing to these animals and he's killing them.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about the tiger in the gas chamber thing. That's all new to me.
That's the last episode.
You'll hear about it.
It's like 2 seconds.
Oh no. So the only experience I had with him was, so as I said, like 5 minutes in, so I saw everything about the sex cult and I saw everything about like his, like when he like spells his name, I was like, okay, I already hate this man. Like, my name is Bhagavan Doc and let's be AB. And I was like, no, please stop.
No.
And then when he the directors to like come in his house, he was like directing and the directors were like, wow, this guy's already a better director than we are. I was like, I already hate him. And then we got into the whole, like, sex cult, like, an episode after. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you can look at him and be like, that man runs a sex cult.
How are people attracted or appealed to that? I don't get it.
It's the tigers.
I mean, like, also, I think a lot of it is they're, like, women who basically come from nothing, who, like, are free spirits. They don't want to go to college. And, like, they think, like, that's, like, desirable. But, like, he says, like, he's come out and say that, like, everything the documentary, like, says is false. Like, he's like, yeah, I don't have a sex cult. I don't have 9 wives. They're all like friends of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who was in the show, I forgot her name. Like, I don't know her name, but she was like, yeah, like it's totally realistic. This is what the life was like. But I don't know if you can really trust that. Like, I don't know who you can trust because they're all so untrustworthy. Because Joe Exotic at the end is portrayed kind of like a hero. Like, you don't think he should go to jail by the end of it, but he's also like a really bad man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan, so I know that you really like animals, and so I was wondering what you think about like the ethical nature of these big cat zoos and like cub petting and everything like that, because for me it like broke my heart and I was so upset that justice to those animals were not like it was not brought for them. So what do you think about that?
It definitely broke my heart as well. I like, it was really hard to watch the show just knowing that all of this is still going on today, even though like only a bit of justice was served. So it's just hard to think about. I don't know. It's a really big topic.
I think that the documentary was originally made to kind of like bring attention to it, like to bring attention to like how horrible it is to keep tigers in captivity. And it kind of wasn't focused on that. Like by the middle of the documentary, you were like thinking about total other things. And then you come back and you're like, wait, like this is still about tigers and how horrible it is that they're breeding them. And I think that the documentary could have done a lot better job of, like, calling more attention to, like, the tigers and the animals and how horrible it is that they're, like, being bred and sold and killed for, like, basically doing, like, obviously they're like exotic animals. Like, it's just horrible. But I think, like, what is a really interesting dynamic is that, like, Joe Exotic, like, he loves those animals. And, like, you can tell, like, he genuinely loves his tigers, I feel.
Girl, but I just don't watch think he the next few episodes.
Yeah, you gotta watch the next few episodes, because okay. You realize, like, at the beginning, he actually cared about them, but it's sort of diverted from that.
No, oh no.
Also, again, definitely watch the interview, because I'm fine with saying this, it's not really, like, a spoiling detail, but in the interview, like, of the very last episode that they just posted, I think it was the head zookeeper, I can't remember who specifically was. It wasn't Jeff Lowe. I think his name was, like,
the blonde guy, right?
Yeah. He said that something that no one ever talked about is that for his entire life, Joe Exotic was terrified of big cats. And that one scene where he's being dragged by his arm by one, he literally shot those animals right after because he was so terrified. And, like, again, that broke my heart. That's but also, horrible. Like, why would you involve yourself in a career that's full of a big fear of yours? Like, I don't understand. Like, there has to be something messed up.
All that he wanted was fame. Like, I feel like that's really true. Like, I think you guys said, like, at the beginning, he did care about the animals, but, like, the whole presidential campaign thing and, like, all of that, like, that was all for fame. Like, he didn't want to be president. He didn't want to be governor. Like, he just wanted to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
And he got what he wanted, too. Like, he's so happy with the documentary, no matter what. Like, his husband posted on Instagram or something that, like, he just loved all the attention. Like, he didn't care about what people were saying about him. He just wanted people to love him.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole show is just, like, it was really entertaining because you have these, like, great big personalities of, like, Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic, Jeff Lowe. And you, like, you're drawn to that because it's, like, good reality TV to a certain extent. And then there's another part of it where, like, I guess, like, it's appealing to your emotions. Like, you're forced to feel, like, sad for the animal. You're forced to feel hate for these people that are doing terrible things. The show is just, like, completely wild.
Do you guys think that it would have been as popular had we not been in quarantine?
That's a good question, actually.
I was talking about it with Michelle today, and I was, like, thinking about it. And, like, I don't think it would be, but I still think it would be popular.
Definitely, yeah.
I think the demographic would be, like, quite different. Like, because right now everyone is watching it, teenagers, like, adults, like, everyone is watching it. But I think that if it was originally released, like, without quarantine, it would be popular, but to a different group of, like, a more niche group of people.
Like, I feel like I don't love documentaries. I'd rather, like, listen to podcasts or things like that. And I feel like the only reason I watched it because everyone else was watching it. And I think that was a kind of a thing among, like, kids our age, but I know, like, millennials, I think that would be, like, their ideal, like, demographic, because they love documentaries for some reason. I don't know why.
You're not wrong.
So what else have you guys been doing in quarantine?
Procrastinating work a bunch. For some reason, I've convinced myself that, like, work is optional, and, like, going to class on time is optional, and it's just not.
It's so weird, like, being, because the schedule now is so different, too. That, like, I forget that I have an hour and a half for lunch now. And then, like, after the hour and a half is up, I'm like, I really don't want to go to chemistry right now.
Evan, what about you? What have you been doing during quarantine? Other than Animal Crossing.
Other than Animal Crossing and watching Netflix? I mean, like, sleeping a lot more, which I feel like is helping my mental state. I don't know about you guys.
I feel like I'm sleeping less. I don't know what the deal is with that, but, like, for some reason now I cannot go to bed earlier than 1:30. Like, I don't know what's happened to me.
I've seen a lot of things about people who, like, can't sleep during quarantine.
Like, maybe it's because I'm, like, kind of sleeping a little bit during the day, but, like, I would go to bed by, like, 11:30 on school nights, like, religiously every single night, and wake up at, like, 6 in the morning. And now, like, waking up at, like, 9 or, like, 10 when I don't have a class is, like, horrible. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to wake up now than it was when I had, like, a schedule, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When this whole, like, online school thing first started, I was waking up at, like, 8:30 for my 9 a.m. classes. But now I'm just rolling out of bed at, like, 8:59, like, running to my computer and turning it on for class. Mm-hmm. Like, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired in the morning.
Like, I'm someone who likes to get ready in the morning. Like, I like to do my makeup and do my hair. And now, like, I feel like I have no reason to do that, which is making me stay in bed for a lot longer. Like, I'll, like, go to bed at, like, 1:30 and then wake up at like 9 because I don't usually have a class first period. And then I'll just be playing Animal Crossing until like 10. And then I'll like actually like kind of get up and like kind of get dressed. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I just feel bad for the seniors.
I don't even know how I would react or feel if so many like important things were taken away from me like that. Like you got senior prom, senior skip day, which is like a thing that everyone looks forward to. Graduation, of course, like all these like rite of passages, I think. Like, imagine having that taken away from you. Like, I'm depressed with junior prom being taken away, essentially. Like, I can't imagine how they're feeling right now.
Are you guys stressed about, like, the SAT?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're going to have them, like, online if they can't get them. Like, test centers open.
I guess that wouldn't be that bad.
But, like, what's the point then? Because it's so easy to cheat, like even on the English sections, like I think you could probably cheat on the grammar section because you could look up grammar rules, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that like, what's the point then?
Like, I have my SAT score, like I'm done, but like I'm someone who like would always do worse on the practice test that I took online and the practice test that I did in person, because I need to like underline everything and like circle things, and like not being able to do that I think would really stress me out.
It's just a whole messy situation. I don't know.
It's just like a lot of pressure too this year, because I feel like junior year is such an important year, because not only do you have like these test scores, but you need like grades. You need to have like your activities like going. Like, for example, for me, one of the things that I was like really crushed about is for Trium, which I'm the president of, we had two charity events that we were going to donate our proceeds to South Park Inn, a homeless shelter in Hartford. And the events were supposed to be fun. One was a recital and then one was a karaoke night. And I was so excited about that. I thought this is the first year that Trium was doing anything other than just a recital. And people were very excited about it. We were making posters. We were overall like growing the hype for it. And then like that, it was taken away. Like, I don't know. Not only did that not benefit us as a group, but it also like doesn't help with the charity. It doesn't help with me writing it down on activities, but that's not really the point. Like, what I'm saying is like it's taking so much away.
You know? So how your brother goes to BU, right?
Yeah.
So they just announced yesterday, I don't know for anyone who doesn't know, like that they might not go back in the fall. So how does your brother feel about that?
He is crushed. He was actually trying to move to Boston within the next month because he doesn't like it here. Once you start living away from home, like, why do you want to go back? But he's heartbroken because he was supposed to spend his summer in California, like, working. He was so excited about that. And he was going to live in Boston in an apartment. And he just felt, like, very proud of his achievements and to what got him to both California and to live in Boston. And again, another thing that was taken away from him, like, he's crushed and he does not want to be here for another semester.
Right. It's just really sad, especially for like the seniors now who have been like so excited for college, who now like the first semester might be taken away. Like, BU is the only one who's been like, yeah, we might not. But I feel like more schools are going to be making decisions soon.
Yeah.
On the plus side, a lot of schools are going test optional now.
Yeah. Sure. They're like understanding what we're all going through. Like, their priority right now is obviously the incoming seniors and what they're going to do with them. But I feel like as time goes on, they'll start to address like the juniors this year and sort of how they're going to adapt to that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about quarantine. I know we've been doing stuff, but how do you feel about it? Like, how do you feel about how long it's been going on? Like, what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
At first, I was like, oh, whatever, it'll be over in like a couple weeks. We'll all just get back to normal. But as more information rolls out, it's like, wow, this could be going on for a long time and I can't see my friends and I miss all of you guys. And I don't know, it's just really tough.
I mean, like, I obviously, like, everything is really scary right now and there's lots of things going on in the world. But I think that you have to look at like the plus sides of things that are happening. Like, because I'm spending a lot more time with my family than I ever have, really. And I'm actually, I feel like I'm almost not more in touch, but I'm like equally as in touch with my friends as I was during the school year, because like we've been making plans to do Zoom calls like a few times a week at night, and we've been playing games, and I think that's really fun. And I'm happy that we're doing that, but I do miss like just being in school, because like I think like the best parts of school are like your free periods, like when you can go to the center with your friends, and like now you can't do that, and like you're missing out on like all those little friendships that you didn't even realize you had until like school's closed. I think that's really sad.
Yeah, I've been trying to look at the positives too. I just think like the hardest part for me is that I'm such a sociable person. Like I thrive off of being with other people, like big time extrovert. Like, and so to be stuck in a house with the same three people and a dog with nowhere to go but my neighborhood and occasionally the store, like the grocery store, I don't know. I just like feel like me personally, my mental state is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I miss just like going to the store, and like I miss working out, and I didn't like, that's not like, I love working out and that's not who I used to be, but like I really miss the gym, and I miss like going to spin classes and things like that. And I'm really excited for that to open back up again.
It also just like makes you think about how much you have, or like how many opportunities we had to like go out and really enjoy life, and then like what it's like to not have those things. I've personally taken it all for granted. Like I will never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here.
If we're back like to normal by summertime, which I don't think we will be, and I don't know like what the new normal will be, but like I'm so excited just to like spend time with all my friends and like the people who I haven't been able to see in so long. Like I think this summer will be ridiculous compared to previous summers.
Oh yeah. Everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Should we move on to our game?
Okay, so I was thinking that we could play 20 questions with KO teachers. So everyone will go, we'll just do one round each. So everyone comes up with a teacher, and then we'll just ask questions. So whoever has a teacher can keep count, and it'll be 10 from each person. Only yes or no answers. And let's do upper school teachers only, Evan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, you want to start, Sneha?
No, because I don't have one in mind yet.
Evan, do you want to start?
Sure, I have one in mind.
Okay, so it'll go Sneha, me.
Cool, go for it.
Okay, is this teacher male?
No.
Okay. Does she teach English?
No.
Is this teacher also a coach for sport?
Yes.
Does she coach cross country?
No.
Is this teacher married to another faculty member?
No.
Is this teacher married in general?
Yes.
Does this teacher teach in the humanities?
No.
Okay.
Does she teach math?
Yes.
Is she short?
Not really, no. Not like short. I mean, I'm really tall, so everyone's short compared to me. But no, I wouldn't say that she's short.
Does she have kids?
No.
I used to think about what math teachers exist. Okay, not married to another faculty member. So I need to like write stuff down. It's not Miss Garcia. Not short, so not Miss Lind. What else has he said? She's married.
Miss
Storms is married. And she doesn't have kids. Okay, I will pocket Miss Storms. I don't have a question. Skip me. Go to Madeline.
Is she known for having particularly hard tests?
Kind of. I've heard mixed reviews.
Okay.
I can't give you a definite answer on that. But I'd say generally no.
That's what you're getting at.
Okay.
She coaches sport. Why am I blanking on every single math teacher that's ever existed at KO? too. What about teachers? Okay. Is she involved in anything other than like math, teaching math?
Like teaching wise?
I mean, yeah.
No, only math.
Okay.
How many questions are we at?
You both asked 6.
That's it?
I can't come up with any of the math teachers. I'm blanking so hard right now.
I'm going to place a guess.
Okay.
Is it Ms. Hall?
It is, yeah.
Okay, I knew it.
Would you say that her tests are hard?
I think it depends. Like, there are certain tests that I walk out of there and, like, want to cry. And then there are certain tests that I'm like, okay, like, that was very easy.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just, like, different material.
Yeah. But pre-calc is, like, just a terrible class in general. Like, no matter who teaches it, pre-calc sucks.
I don't know. I kind of enjoy it. Algebra 2 and pre-calc are kind of my jam.
I loved Algebra 2. I really like Ms. Hall as a teacher. I just don't like the subject material. And I feel like it's just a lot.
Mm, I understand.
Say hi. You want to go next? Your teacher?
No, I still don't have one. So
okay, I'll go.
Are you ready?
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead, Evan.
Okay. Is this teacher female?
No.
Does this teacher teach in STEM?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Wait, why do I feel like I already know who it is? Okay, go ahead.
Let me think. Does this teacher teach chemistry?
No.
Does this teacher teach science, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was Mr. Allerton.
Yeah, I absolutely
Is he taller than 6 feet? Would you say that he's as tall or taller than me?
I have literally no idea. Everyone looks tall to me. I would say yes, definitely. Probably.
Okay.
Do they teach Form 4?
It depends.
Okay.
Not necessarily, I'll say that.
Okay.
Does this teacher wear glasses?
I think sometimes, but definitely not all the time.
Okay.
Does this teacher coach a sport?
Yes.
Does this teacher coach a spring sport?
No.
Okay, what hints do we have, Evan? Let's collect all the evidence.
Okay, so normally no glasses, tall, male, STEM teacher. That's about it.
Okay. Does this teacher teach more than one subject? Like, meaning if it was science, like, do they teach, like, for example, like, physics and chemistry, like, something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is this teacher married?
Yes.
This teacher married to someone on the staff?
No.
I don't know. This is tough. Do you have a guess?
I feel like I forgot about one person, but I feel like it could be this person. Does this teacher teach math?
Yes. Yeah. You skipped Evan, though.
No, oh, I'm sorry. I want her to go. I don't have a question anyway. I'm, like, stumped right now. Okay, so he teaches math.
Can I ask another question?
Why not?
Does this teacher have kids?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I have a guess, but I'm not ready yet.
Okay, Evan, you have two more questions.
When I tell you I have no idea.
It's not someone... Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's not someone who you would genuinely, like, generally think of when you think of, like, a KO math teacher.
I have another guess. And if it's this person, I'm going to be really upset. And I'll tell you why if I get it.
Okay.
All right. Evan, you want to ask one more question so we're even?
No, just go.
You've asked three more questions than him.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Can I place a guess?
Yeah.
Is it Mr. G?
Yeah.
That's it. That's literally who I had picked out. That's why I'm upset right now. So now I need to be looking to pick out another teacher.
I would have never guessed. Mad.
I'm pressed right now. Shoot. I need to like figure out a teacher. ASAP.
Who was your original guess?
My original guess is Mr. Horman.
Oh, see, I've never talked to him before. Like,
I was gonna guess Horman too. That's why I had mine. But then you were like, yeah, so no.
Okay. All right, I have one.
Go for Madeline, you start.
Okay. Does this teacher teach in the arts?
No.
Does this teacher teach a language?
No.
A foreign language is what I meant. Okay.
Is this teacher a male?
Yes.
Does this teacher teach math?
No.
Does he teach science?
No.
Does he teach English?
No.
What are the centers that left?
Does he teach
history?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to call anyone out. Is this teacher older than 50?
Yes.
Is he married to someone on the staff?
No.
Have I had this teacher in the past 2 years? You know who I've had for teachers.
Yes.
Okay, that's not fair. I've been doing like that for teachers. Right.
I feel like you know it. Go ahead, Madeline.
I could just stop asking questions.
Okay. Does he teach an AP class?
No.
What do you mean? Because both of my teachers from the past 2 years teach AP classes.
No.
Yes.
Oh my god, wait, yes.
Okay, so I know the answer. Madeline, you go.
I'm just going to place a guess. Is it Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so simple. So you took Mr. G. That was such a good one.
I was debating between Mr. Jones and Mr. Dunbar, but I didn't think you had Mr. Dunbar. That's why I went with Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both had Mr. Jones. I totally forgot he taught A+.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was so confused. I was like, Sneha? Oh my god.
Anyways, so thank you all for tuning in. We hope your quarantine is going well and you find something to pass your time. Hope school is going well. Good luck with the rest of the year, and hopefully we'll be out of here soon. Thank you guys.
All right, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.